And yet here's something pretty amazing that happened without much notice at all, without any explanation publicly. The FAA just made a major change in the health requirements for pilots with heart damage. The FAA has significantly broadened the acceptable EKG range for commercial pilots. Steve Kirsch reported this on his Substack. Now, the change now allows people with injured hearts, cardiac injury, to fly. Now, the FAA made this change last October, just after the vaccines were rolled out and made mandatory. Why? Well, we reached out to the FAA today for an explanation. They claim they, quote, follow standard processes based on data and science, whatever that means. Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long is an Army flight surgeon. She joins us tonight to assess. Doctor, thank you so much for coming on. So this, you know, raised some red flags, I would say, for people, given what's at stake in commercial air travel. Why do you think the FAA did this?
It's very obscure because extending the PR interval from the acceptable range of 120 to 200 milliseconds to 300 milliseconds does not improve safety. And I would like to see the data and the research that they based that decision on. In aviation, we are a data-driven institution, and everything centers around risk mitigation. So making that broader actually puts the public at greater risk of a pilot having a cardiac event that didn't get caught because they've extended that range.
So, I mean, that's inexplicable. Everything the FAA does, as you just said, has to be designed with one goal in mind, and that's the safest possible flight. Commercial, military pilot. I mean, and pilots think that way. So there is no way, in your opinion, as a flight surgeon, that this change, whatever its cause, could make air travel safer.
No, and in light of the emerging and overwhelming data that is showing the cardiac damage from COVID and the COVID vaccines on cardiac muscle, I can't imagine why they would make this move. And I think it's a question that really should be taken to Dr. Susan Northrup. She's the senior flight surgeon for the FAA, and ask what data they use to support this. And I think it only undermines aviation safety. If you realize that in the military, pilots receive an EKG every year, whereas for commercial air, they receive it at 35 and then at 40 and every year annually after age 40. So those are, you know, very, we hardly see them to begin with in terms of, you know, a five-year gap in there. And
right.
So, right.
So, I mean, this is baffling. I'm sorry. I think there's an audio delay. But let me just say, I appreciate your confirming what seems like common sense, that there's no good answer for why they're doing this. And we are going to follow up Dr. Teresa Long and ask to interview the head flight surgeon at FAA, because maybe we're missing something. Doesn't sound like.